Hi, this is Amherst Eclectic. I just did the podcast on trying to decipher whether it is obsession with something or someone, or it is a love or a caring or an interest with something or someone. How to decipher between the two, whether you're obsessed or you're not. Or whether there's an actual relationship there or there's not. And why do you do that? Why are you obsessing? And I did that podcast. That's done. But the other part of that puzzle that I've always been curious about is, how do you stop someone who is obsessing over you? How do you do it safely? Because for me, that's always been the concern. I've had people who have had crushes on me, have liked me, have, you know, attributed feelings onto me or projected feelings onto me, or they've stalked me. I mean, it's gone that far that I've had to call the police in my city and their city and had to have them step in. Usually once you call the police, people back off because it's eye-opening. And even the police have told me that. They're like, it's really good that you did call us, because if you'd waited longer, it might have gotten worse. And having a police call them wakes people up. It snaps them out of it. And it makes them sit back and look at what they've done. And and they go, God, then they realize, God, I've gone too far. Wow, the police just called me, you know? So then it hits them all of a sudden that their obsession went a little too far. That it wasn't as the feelings weren't reciprocated. It was one-sided. So I've done that. But I've always been, with certain people, I've been kind of afraid to just end it, because I'm afraid what they might do. And I think a lot of people probably get that way. And I've had friends whose daughters have been stalked by older men who get obsessed with these young girls who are, like, working at fast food places or whatever. And just because they're being courteous and being nice, which is part of the job, these men attribute that to being flirted with, because that's what they want. They need that from that young girl. They need to feel that this young girl is attracted to them. It's not because that person is actually attracted to them. It's what they need. So they're filling a void in their own life. So it's tricky when you're cutting someone off. You have to do it the right way. And sometimes if it goes too far, you really, you know, like I said in past podcasts, a friend said this to me one time, the sharpest knife cuts the quickest. Sometimes you gotta just take the knife and cut, right? Sharpest knife cuts the quickest. You gotta cut people out of your lives. Or you just gotta get it over with. Like, whatever you're going through, get it over with. Move on. You know, and make your mind up that it's over. So, I think that that's the problem, is with someone who is obsessed with you, they're not ready to end it. They're not there yet. They haven't gone through the whole process or all the steps emotionally to be where they're ready for that. You're ready because it's invasive, it's abusive, and it's annoying when somebody's obsessed with you sometimes if they go too far. So what do you do? So I found another article. This is from Everyday. I think it's called Everyday Courtesies. Okay, it's what to do when someone is obsessed with you. Pretty straightforward. When someone is obsessed with you, it can get very uncomfortable. You feel like you don't have a life of your own. Such a person will behave as if you are their property. You feel as though you are owned by someone. And that's the truth. And I think I think abusive relationships, like domestic violence relationships, that's what that person is. They're obsessing over you, and they can't let you go, and they won't let you go, and that's when the abuse starts. Because now you're looking at them and saying, you know, I don't know if I want to stay in this relationship. I don't know if I want to continue this. And that's when they start abusing you, because they don't want you to leave. Like, they're trying to force you to stay. And it's sort of the antithesis of what they should be doing. You know, they should be taking care of themselves, looking inward, and figuring out why they're obsessed with you. But, you know, of course, people don't realize that because we don't have mental health services. That's why there should be universal health care so everybody can go and get these problems taken care of. We'd have a lot less domestic violence problems if that happened. And I think we'd have a lot less mass shootings and gun problems. That's another subject. But, okay. If you allow obsession to persist, you'll end up in a big problem with big problems you may not get out of easily. Therefore, you need to know how to deal with such a situation. And I'm hoping that I haven't read this article yet. I'm hoping they're going to give you the warning signs of when you need to step in and say, "Well, wait a minute." But see, I think even if people know the warning signs, they still feel bad doing it to somebody. Still feel bad saying to someone, "Wait a minute, no, I'm not interested in you." That's a tough thing to say to someone because it can be hurtful, and then also they may retaliate when you say it. I've had guys get really mad because I said, "I want to remain friends. I'm not interested in going into a relationship with you. I like our friendship the way it is, and if we get into a relationship, we'll lose that friendship, and then we may, and if the relationship doesn't work out, then we'll never see each other again. I prefer to stay friends." And they get really upset, which is, it is my nice way of saying, "I'm not interested in you. I only want to be friends with you. I'm interested in keeping the friendship, but romantically, I don't see you that way." And it really makes guys mad because they think because you've been nice to them, or because you said something, or because you've done something, that means that you belong to them now. And it's only, again, because those guys want that to be. There's something missing in their void in their selves that they need to have you in there to fill that void. And because you're nice to them, then they can't fill that void. You're simple, you're an easy way to fill the void, right? I mean, it's kind of insulting that that's all it takes, but anyway. Okay, a practical way to deal with someone who is obsessed with you is to politely indicate that you are not interested in any contact. Now, that's somebody who you don't know, that you're not friends with, okay? After that, end all communication and inform your social environment about the incident. So, if it's that bad that you really need to end all communication because you think if you don't, because sometimes if you continue to talk to someone, then they think that there's something more going on. I talked about this in the last podcast. There was a guy that followed me everywhere, and he actually, I sat down with a friend and me to talk to him and just say, "Listen, you're trying to act like you're not interested in me, or you're trying to say you're not interested in me, but your actions are speaking much louder than your words. You follow me everywhere. Like, it's crazy, you know?" And then after we were done talking to him, and he vehemently kept saying, "No, that's not it." He literally started walking me out to my car and asking me what we were gonna do tomorrow. And I was like, "We're not doing anything. You have got to stop this." Because he had relied on me so much. He got so used to me being there. And he had it all in his head made up that even when I said to him, "This is over, you've got to stop this," he didn't stop. He didn't stop. So that's why when you have to go to that extreme with somebody, you have to tell the people in your life, "Listen, I can't get him to leave me alone, or her to leave me alone. I need you guys to know, and I need you to be kind of like, come in and get in between me and this person whenever they're around," or, kind of slowly but surely, maybe we'll ebb away at whatever this obsession is, and he'll get it. And eventually move on. The only sad part is that they just turn and find someone else to obsess about. But, okay. So, yeah, you have to tell everyone in your life, "This person needs to be kept away from me," or whenever you see this person around me, come over and kind of intercede or pull me away or get me out of it. Okay. Show empathy. And I am telling you, I am empathetic to the max. That's my problem. I feel empathy very much. I'm an empath. And like if someone starts crying, I'll start crying. I mean, I feel people's emotions with them. And I don't know that that's unhealthy, but I don't know that that's really healthy either. But yeah, I mean, I can relate to what people are going through. So, I'm empathetic. But man, sometimes being empathetic is not a good idea. But let's see what they say. They say show empathy. One of the proven ways of dealing with someone obsessed with you is to show empathy. In the spirit of being empathetic, it's good to understand where the person is behaving in such a way. In most cases, people who are obsessed with others have a story or a factor behind it. For example, maybe the person had challenges growing up and he would like to be close to you because he says he sees comfort in you. And as much as this behavior makes you uncomfortable, the person sees it as a solution to their problems. For that reason, it is important to try and understand the situation of the person before taking further action. You can try to talk to him to see whether he can open up to you, him, her. Being empathetic is a great way of showing the person that you're not comfortable with the behavior, but you would like to know why he is obsessed with you. So yeah, I guess that's a way you could go. You could say, I mean, I guess you could just say, what is it that is missing in your life that you think that I'm the answer? You really need to think about this. So you sit down, think about what it is that I'm filling, the void that I'm filling, what does your feelings for me, your obsession for me, fill for you? What's it taking you away from? What's it making you forget? Is there something going on in your life that you need to focus on me so much that you can't focus on yourself and realize that you're obsessing over me? And that might, you might find other ways to say that are a little better than what I just said, but sometimes being that direct is what it takes. You need to tell somebody. All right. Discourage the person in a polite way. Another important step to take when someone is obsessed with you is to discourage them in a respectful way. Being polite goes a long way when you're dealing with someone. According to a 2015 article by ResearchGate, it helps to create the right environment for effective communication. As you have learned above, the person may be having a mental health issue that makes him or her show obsessive behavior. Therefore, you should try and talk with such a person in a polite way. Of course, if you don't want the person to continue with the obsessive behavior, it is imperative to discourage them or early enough. Don't wait too long before you discourage that person. The person will keep insisting on wanting to be in a relationship with you, but you have a right to say no. So show the person that you're not interested at all. And I have an example for that. I was working somewhere and a guy was friends with me. And, I should learn. You cannot be friends with the opposite sex. I know people will disagree with me on this, but I have tried many, many times to be friends with the opposite sex. It doesn't work. Or I've tried to be friends with a lesbian. It doesn't work. You can't do it. If they're hanging around you, it's because they're interested in you. The end. Because most guys aren't even going to spend their time on anyone unless they're interested in them. This is something I've learned. It's sad, but it's true. So it's really hard to be friends with a guy. I mean, I've had my ex-husband's friends that were hovering around me during the marriage, and then after I broke up with him, they were all up and under me. And I realized that we weren't friends, that they were actually interested in me while I was married and thinking that way while I was married. And then they came right after me after I was married, or after I wasn't married, excuse me. So it's really hard to, try to be friends with somebody who's of the opposite sex. It's not gonna work. This guy, he worked with me. I thought we were friends. I thought I would, again, I was just being nice. I was just being courteous like I was to everyone. I treated him no different than anybody else. And the funny thing is, with me, I have a really hard time talking to or being around somebody that I'm really interested in because it means way too much. And so I'm so afraid to talk to somebody when I'm interested in them. I may talk to them, but I may not spend a lot of time with them. I'm afraid to admit how I feel because I could be hurt, right? So if I'm really, 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 really friendly with you and saying, hey, we're buds, we're friends, I'm probably not interested. I don't know. So this guy wanted to be with me very badly. And finally, he just kept saying things, kept making hints, kept doing stuff around other people. Then other people started thinking that there was something going on with us. And then when I was dating other people, because this was in a church that I used to go to and I used to work at a church, when I was dating other people, he was going behind my back, he and a few other guys too, going behind my back and saying things to the people I was dating that weren't true, that were nasty, trying to break us up, trying to break me up with people I was dating. Eventually, he said something to me in front of his work colleagues, three or four guys, and I can't even remember what it was, but I remember thinking, oh my gosh, and these other guys are like, they thought it was so funny. And I finally just looked at him and said, listen to me. And I said it pretty loudly so that all the guys could hear. I am not interested in you in dating. You are my friend. That's it. Nothing else is coming out of this. We are never going to date. I am never going to have a relationship with you beyond a friendship, a work friendship. That's it. And I said, I don't know what I have to do to make you understand that, but hopefully my words coming out of my mouth and saying this to you is enough for you to stop. And I know that you've been going behind my back trying to break me up with the guys I've been dating. And I know you've been saying things about me that aren't true. And yet I still try to maintain a friendship with you. Stop. This ends. It didn't work. He still kept going. But I at least said it. And I was very clear that I wanted nothing more than a friendship. So anything that I did past that was because I had to do it. In order to get him to stop following me around, I had to cut off communication with him. I really did. Okay, so that's just an example. Okay, make sure that you're polite as you do so. And in fact, there you go. I had to go past being polite because he wasn't listening. I kept telling him, and he wouldn't listen. So I had to embarrass him in front of his coworkers and say it to him so that he finally got it. But he still didn't, right? Okay, it says make sure that you're polite as you do so. Avoid using harsh words as they could make things worse. So that is what I said I was concerned about with some people, is if I had said that to someone else who was really unstable, really obsessed, that might not have gone over very well. They may have started stalking me and gotten a little more abusive. Who knows? That would be the police officers I've talked about earlier. That the guy who was following me outside of this city district in his car. I mean, it was crazy. And if I had stopped and said something to him, he may have done something to me. And that was a police officer. So that was scary. Okay, you can say to the person something like this. I appreciate you sending the text message, but please allow me to remind you that I'm not interested in a relationship. You can say that. Okay. If you feel somebody's gotten obsessed. Sometimes if you don't want to say those kind of things because you don't want them to think, oh, they were thinking about this as a relationship. No, you don't want to do that. I would not say that. I don't know if that's a really good thing to say to anybody. Anyway, it may work for some. Okay, this is a simple statement with a polite message to the person showing obsession towards you. Make sure that the message doesn't have too much explaining in it. Give out the facts in a respectful way, and it should be over with. Well, distance yourself from the person. That's a big thing. That's the thing that I've had to do. Example for me is they've come to my house. When I first start dating someone now, I don't have them pick me up at my house. And this is why. Because if it turns out that I'm not interested in the person and I no longer want to date them, it can get sticky. I have had guys that I've said, listen, I don't want to date anymore. I don't think this is going to work out. I think we should remain friends. Let's move on. They come to my house. They knock on my door. I can't get rid of them. I can't get rid of them because they made up their mind that they were crazy about me. And I made up my mind I wasn't that crazy about them. And so, yeah, I ended up having to call the police on a guy that was coming and wouldn't leave me alone. He'd just keep banging on my door. And I would sit inside and not say anything, be quiet. I'd go hide somewhere so if he looked in the window, he couldn't see me. It was that bad. It was that bad. Because he wouldn't leave me alone. And then even months later, he called me again. And he remembered my birthday, he really liked me, and I had no idea how much he liked me. But it was too far. So, okay, so distance yourself from the person. I had to cut off all communication with that guy altogether. I couldn't even let him see that I was home. Something else you can do when someone is obsessed with you is to distance yourself. This is a simple but great way of sending your message to the person. You're simply telling that person that you don't want a relationship at all, not even a friendship. If you try to entertain a relationship, you'll be showing this person that you're interested and it may bring problems later. This is what I was talking about earlier. If you show any interest and that person really, really likes you more than you like them, then they're going to take that small interest and blow it out of proportion, right? Okay. You'll be giving the person the wrong signals, limiting the level of interaction between you and the individual obsessed with you goes a long way to solve the problem you're going through. This is a matter of making boundaries and being committed to sticking to them. If the person obsessed with you is a friend, having boundaries will remove any doubts from the picture. The person won't be left wondering whether there is a close relationship or not. From the beginning, the individual will know that your distance and you do not want any closeness. They'll understand the message. So, yeah. And I think giving people distance and not being around them, not seeing them, not talking to them, not anything, kind of brings them back to reality. And it also, like I said, I think obsession is like an addiction. It also gives them some time away, and it gives them time to get rid of that obsession. So day by day by day, when they're not seeing you, not talking to you, not, the obsession goes away. Then you have the other people who start just making stuff up in their head. Then that's a real problem. But you have to distance yourself from someone like that, or they're never gonna get over it. They're gonna, if they keep getting the addiction filled every day, then they're gonna become more addicted. But if you stay away from them, then they have to get used to not being addicted, right? Not being obsessed. All right. It is important to highlight that obsessed people love it when they have what they want. Yeah. So distancing yourself from them makes them uncomfortable. But it's what you have to do to be away from them. So, yeah, it might be uncomfortable. They might try to call, like that guy banging on my door every day, and I would just hide. Eventually, he stopped. I did have to call the police to come one time, and I guess it scared him. But they did come. I told him he's been knocking on my door. I can't get him to leave me alone. And they came right over. And they talked to him, and they said, listen, we told him. He needs to leave you alone, that if he doesn't and he comes again, you call us, he's going to jail. And that's what it takes. It doesn't have to be someone you're dating. I had, when I went through my divorce, my ex's sister and brother were coming over here. They just got focused on me. It's a whole negative situation going through a divorce, and I was the one leaving. I was the one who left. So the anger gets directed at you, not at the fact that I left their brother because he was abusive. Right? That doesn't even come into play. Now it's about getting me back for leaving. So, yeah, and that ended up being bad. And guess what? Called the police, and they met him at the door, and they never came back again. Because they don't want to go to jail. And these police were like, "What goes on in your life that we have to keep telling these people this?" And I'm like, "I don't understand. Trust me, I don't understand it." So yeah, you have to, if the more time you're away from somebody, the more comfortable they're going to become. They're going to be uncomfortable at first because they don't have their obsession around them anymore, their addiction around them anymore. But they're going to wean away from that and maybe wake up and be like, "Oh my God, what did I do?" You know? Okay, build a quality support system. Something else that's significant to do is to build a quality support system for yourself. Knowing that someone is obsessed with you can be a draining experience. It is. Especially if it has never happened to you before. Imagine having to live knowing that there's someone you're not interested in who keeps on giving you stressful experiences. That would make your life so depressing, right? That's why you need a support system that will make you stronger as you try to deal with this person. A support system of quality people by your side is vital as it gives you emotional support and also advises you on what to do about the situation or the issue. In some cases, obsessive behavior can lead to violence between the parties involved. So, yeah, I mean, it's always good to have somebody there to kind of be a soundboard. Am I doing the right thing? Am I making the right decision? Not that you can't make your own decisions, but yeah. When people are stalking you, it throws you off kilter. They're coming to your work, they're coming to your home, they're coming to anywhere they think they can find you and talk some sense into you to come back to them, right? So, yeah. If you notice that the person obsessed with you is becoming violent in any way, it is essential to mention it to your friends and your close relatives. Because that's when we're talking domestic violence. That's when we're hearing about all of these women getting murdered by a boyfriend or an ex, or an ex-husband killing the wife, ex-wife, and the kids. Or killing the kids to get back at the ex-wife. I mean, it's horrible. It can get that crazy. It can get that crazy. This goes a long way to offer you the much needed support and protection. Having a good support system is valuable as you are able to know that there's someone to watch your back in case of anything. Develop a good relationship. This is another proven way of dealing with a situation where someone is obsessed with you. However, this is only advisable when the person has a mild obsession. If the obsession is excessive, it isn't a good idea to try and develop a good relationship. So yeah, if you're already looking at this person thinking this is crazy, you cannot be friends with them. You can't have a relationship with them. They need you out of their lives so that they can move on. You're really doing them a favor if you cut them off. You really are. For a person with mild obsession, you can offer an opportunity to speak about it. As the person speaks out, you'll be able to learn more and also get to learn from you. If you're able to manage the situation in a good way, you may be in a position to help the other person. If you decide, which that's why you should do this early on. If you see the signs early on, you should really sit somebody down and talk to them right away. Because before it gets so bad that you don't even have a friendship anymore, right? If you decide to take this approach, make sure that you meet with the person in a central place or a public place. Let it be an open space. Being in an enclosed place may make things worse because you can't get away. Initiate an extensive talk where you'll discuss things related to the obsession as you evaluate how to move forward. After the conversation, you may end up developing a healthy relationship and putting an end to the obsession. But remember, being rejected is never a fun thing for people. So, all right, we're ending here on 30 minutes. There's still a little bit more of the checklist to read. So I'll be starting another podcast here right behind this. Hi, I'm Mr. Eclectic, and we're in the second half of How to Stop Someone from Obsessing About You. And we were at the communication with the person. So, cutting the communication with the person is a sure way of doing something about the obsession. Communication is powerful since it is what fuels the relationship. If you communicate with a person for a long time, you'll end up developing a relationship. If you were not friends, you'd end up becoming good friends. For this reason, it is prudent to avoid communicating with someone who has an obsession with you. Through this, you'll be cutting any ties or bonds that join you together. This is a viable option if you've tried most of the above tactics and they have failed. As long as you're not communicating with the person, there's no way you'll bring them close to you. So, any form of communication channel should be put to a stop as soon as possible. If you act quickly, you'll help to prevent damage in the future. Also, if there are events where you're likely to meet someone obsessed with you, it's best to avoid going to such occasions. When I broke up with an ex in the past, somebody I dated in college, I think for me, he was ready for the, I just felt like the relationship was ending. You know, I didn't feel like we could continue. So I stopped, and he kept trying to get in contact with me, and he kept trying to, you know, act like he didn't care, but he really did care. And he had friends, and I had become friends with these friends. And one in particular, even years later, once I was dating somebody else, invited us to a party. I did not go to the party. And number one, I think it would have upset the person I was dating, because he knew that this was a guy I broke up with before I met him. And he had, you know, that guy kept coming back into my life, trying to get me to come back. And it caused some problems with the guy that I was dating. He was very upset about it. So I basically had to say every time this guy invited me to a party, is he going to be there? If he's going to be there, I'm not coming. And this friend's wife was fine with it because my ex was a doctor, and she was more impressed with the fact that he was a doctor, and she wanted him there rather more than she wanted me there, right? So she was fine with that if I said, no, I'm not coming. And typically, you know, I just didn't do it because I just don't want to cause drama at someone's party. It's supposed to be a fun thing. It's not supposed to be us causing so many issues or saying things to each other or whatever. And I didn't want to encourage him because I was in this relationship with somebody else. And I didn't want to disrespect the person I was in the relationship with. So, no, I wasn't going to end up going to that party. So, yeah, you have to cut communication off. And I will tell you that this guy, before I got married, this ex of mine came back and told me he was still in love with me. And he actually expected me to end my engagement and my marriage because he said he was still in love with me. That's obsession. That's obsession, that he was thinking about me all that time instead of moving on. He'd been dating another person the whole time, which is very concerning. That makes you wonder, like, if when you're dating someone, are they still thinking about somebody else? And would they run right back to that person if it ends with you? And what does that mean about the time you spent with them? That it meant nothing because they were still in love with somebody else? They really weren't in love with you? I mean, that's concerning to me, you know, but I think you'd be able to tell, but I don't know. Okay, so the next thing they say is seek help. You can try and seek help on behalf of the person. In most cases, if a person has a strong obsession with others, this may be a mental problem, just like it is for other medical issues. You need to seek help if someone has a mental problem. Maybe the person doesn't know that there could be a problem associated with mental health. Therefore, it is prudent to talk to family members of the person to try and offer the required help. Talking to the person can be a manageable case. If it persists, it is better to go to the professional way. Seek help from professionals who are able to handle the situation well. Example of that. I had a guy who was interested in me. We were hanging out. His friend was also interested in me. And his friend was, this tall, big guy, overweight. And I think he just, because I was nice to him, because I was kind to him, because he was the friend of the guy that I was seeing, he thought that I was interested in him. And I think there was a void in his life. Of course, he was overweight. He wasn't taking care of himself. Nobody was dating him. Nobody wanted to be around him. So the little bit of attention that I was giving him because he was friends with my boyfriend, he took that in as me being interested in him. And when things didn't work out between me and the guy I was seeing, he thought that something was going to happen between he and I. So I immediately went to a counseling center that was at the church that I went to, that he and my boyfriend were also going to church with me, and suggested that they talk to this guy. And they did. They brought him in, they talked to him, and I said, "I'm kind of worried. I don't want him to do something drastic, and I don't want him to get too hurt by it, but there's never been anything there." And they did. They took him in, they talked to him. Hopefully it helped, you know? So yeah, you may be able to get someone some help to figure out why are you obsessed with this person who is obviously not interested in you, right? And that's what happened in this case. She wants to be a friend, that's it. He was mad at me, but I'd rather him be mad at me and move on than to obsess over me and then things get out of hand, right? Okay. Probably going to a professional may help to look into the issue further and come up with a reliable solution. As you seek help for the person, you'll end up helping yourself in the process. Trust me, you will. If you can get things like that done head on, you will. Make a report. Hopefully, you won't get to this level, but if you do, it is a wise idea. If you have tried all other options and they have failed, you have every right to make a report to the relevant authorities. If the person obsessed with you has not demonstrated the willingness to leave you alone and is threatening your safety and privacy, it is advisable to inform the authorities of your story. For example, if the person disturbing your peace is at your workplace, you can make a report to your manager. You can also report it to police. Extreme cases, making a report is good since it helps to handle situations beyond your control. So, I've had social media issues like that, where someone is just literally, they're getting on my page, they're making comments, they're getting nasty. I've even had a woman who was going around to the friends on my list or the people that were following me and talking about me and trashing. I'd never met this woman. I had talked to her. We were doing sort of she had a page and she wanted me to help her post a couple things on there. I was doing a few posts for her, thinking that it would give me some experience in posting things and, that she could be a reference for me. Well, that blew up in my face because she became obsessed with me, right? So, again, something missing in her life. Her life was sort of in shambles, and she saw me as this solution, I guess. I don't know. And when I was ready to walk out the door and away from her, she was angry about it. And it took me, it's, she still comes onto my page and does stuff. She still does stuff to me. And if she sees me talking to or have engaging with other people on other pages, like other people who have their own page, like promoting themselves, in any way, she will find my comments on that person's page, which I keep trying to block anyone being able to see my comments, but somehow Facebook just continually allows people to find your comments. Anyway, she will come to that page and she will start talking to that person. And I have actually had influencers that have been like, "Listen, she's driving me crazy. You got to get off my page." And it's because she's obsessed with you. And they're very aware of it, but it's driving them crazy. So I have to unlike them and stop commenting on their pages. And I had to, like, this happened to me. This has been happening for 8 or 10 years. And I'm pretty sure that she started up a few things here recently. And she might actually be on another person's page doing posing as this persona. This person is really nuts, and I have tried to block her, get her out of my life. I even had FB talk to the authorities at FB, Facebook about finding what her IP address is and just blocking that so that she can't even come on anymore. You know, can they just block her IP address from every page that I have? And I would give them all the pages that I have. You know, I have like a business page and I have my personal page, etc. And they've had to do that. And for a while, she's gone, but then she'll go by another device with a different IP address and then she's back. So I think she started something up here and she's like obsessively going after this one person that I commented many times on this person's I commented on the page and they were very engaging. It was fun. It was just a fun, like, never met this person in person. You know, it's just a Facebook thing. I've never spoken to them in person. I've never met them in person. It's just a fun thing that you do. You know, it's past the time. It's fun. Facebook, right? Well, if I'm right about what she's doing, she's made this impossible. Like, I won't even go over and comment on that page anymore because. And it may not be her. What she used to do is she used to make up fake pages. She would pose as a man. She would pose as a woman. She would pose as someone from England. She would pose as someone from Australia. She would pose as someone from India. And she had like a male persona from India and a female persona from India. And I actually believed that these were real people when it was her the whole time. And she was trying to find out things by posing as somebody else and asking me questions to get me, trying to get me to say bad things about her that I might think about her. And it's like, I'm not gonna do that. You know, I wouldn't do that even if I thought. But yeah, it was really crazy. And now I think she's made up another page where she's posing as an Indian woman and doing this to somebody else. I could be wrong. It may not be her. But there's a couple pictures. There was a picture that she used to use where the hand was kind of distorted. And the people told me that, you know, sometimes when your hand's in the picture, then that's supposed to show that it's actually a real picture of you. But the hand's in the picture, but it's distorted. And I'm pretty sure she's used this picture in the past, and I think she's using it again. And so anytime she sees that I have some sort of a close relationship, she will try to destroy that Facebook relationship. Again, I've never met these people. I have never talked to them on the phone. I've never, you know, nothing. I'm just engaging with them on social media. That's it, right? Commenting. I get comments back, likes, whatever. Sharing stuff from each other's pages, whatever. It's not like it's a deep relationship or anything. And it might have, you know, it might have become a more of a friendship, but now I'm just kind of like, I don't know, maybe I should just stay off that page altogether, or maybe I should stay away from that person if this is her. Again, not sure that it's her, but that's what we're talking about here. And that's why social media makes it so difficult to get away from an obsessive person. They can just start another page. They can go under another persona. They can teach, they can steal other people's pictures. They can even use their old picture. And sometimes I wonder if the reason she's, that picture is getting reused with the distorted hand, she wants me to know it's her. She wants me to know it's her that's doing this and causing those problems, not only for me, but for someone that I've become sort of friendly with on social media, right? And it's not that she's doing it just to that person. She does it to a lot of different people. Zeroes in on the people that I know on social media. Now, I have successfully blocked her, I think. But there might be a friend on my list and that is her that I don't know about. Because that's what she does. She creates pages and poses as like it's a real person. And she, I can't even imagine the amount of time it takes her to do this. But if that's all she does, is that's what her outlet is obsessing and doing all these different pages on social media, then that's what she does. That's what she does with her time. And it's scary. So that's why it's concerning whenever anybody starts to come to my page and they start looking like they're a little untowards or they might be scammers or whatever. I immediately block them now. I don't even wait anymore. If they even show me a little bit of unsteadiness, I just block them. And I will tell my friends to block them. And I will say, listen, this person is a scammer or this person is harassing me. Please block them so that they don't use being a friend with you to get to me. And most people will do it because they don't want to have that person on their page either. There's a lot of crazy people out there. And there's a lot of really nice people on Facebook. Like I said, you know, the people that I've engaged with over the last 8 to 10 years, that she's gone behind my back and trashed those relationships that were starting. And, you know, again, not major relationships, they're just Facebook relationships, but, you know, sort of like what I was telling you the guys were doing that, you know, liked me. They were going behind my back and talking to the guys I was dating and telling the guys that I was dating lies and saying awful things about me that weren't true. I mean, I even had a guy come to me and say, well, this is what they're saying. Is that true? Is this true? Is that true? And I just looked at him and said, listen, none of it's true. The reason he's come and talked to you is because he wants to date me. He's trying to get rid of you. But the fact that you have to ask me, the fact that you actually believe this crap, means I don't want to date you anymore. So this is over. Because if that's what you think of me, if you can believe the lies that he's telling you, then we're over. And I said, and sadly, he has just accomplished what he wanted to. Because he's shown me that you will actually believe this crap. So now we're going to be broke up and it's going to be that he succeeded. So he's just going to keep doing this with other guys. Every time I see that guy that I was dating at that time, he'll hug me and hold on to me and he won't let me go because he regrets that he did that. You know, and I'm still trying to just remain friendly with him and he'll just hold me. He won't, you know how you move away from somebody when they're hugging you and they're still holding on to you? That's him every single time. He just won't let me go because he knows he screwed up. But he had this meddling person that came into our lives and it worked. And that's the problem with a lot of these obsessive stalking kind of peoples. Is they've learned what works. They've done it so many times. They've learned how to get rid of people out of your life. They've learned how to cause havoc and drama in your life so that they can have you alone and they can control you and they can make you do what they want to do or be who they want you to be, right? So that's why when you see those kind of signs early on, you just got to get rid of them. This woman who I think has started these other pages, there's an Indian woman, and what she's doing is she started a page, a fan page of this person that I've been friendly with, and she's got like, I don't know, about 6 pages, I think I found 6 pages, where she comments on everything this person posts. She's also been going to business sites that this person is on and commenting. She's causing havoc in this person's life. And I'm trying not to. If it's her. If it's not her, this is just another crazy person doing that, right? If this is just another crazy person doing that. But the thing that keys me off is there's a few wordings in the actual page description and the way that she's presenting herself. There's a few words in her, like, you know how you have a name for your Facebook page? Well, she's used like a couple words that are similar to my page. She's also mentioned things about my physicality and the things that I say on my page, she's using on that page. So I think what she's trying to do is make it out like it's me, and then she's going to say to this person that it's me to try and trash the relationship, Facebook relationship, between us, and then he'll think that this is me being obsessive on these other pages. It's crazy. This is what she's done before. She's actually created a page using my name, my pictures, and told people that it was her, it was me when it was really her. And I found out it was her. And that's when Facebook stepped in. So I'm thinking I might have to call Facebook again. But this is just how far obsession goes. And to get rid of her before, I had to block every page that I found that she had created. And there's just know that there are similar things that if somebody does this to you, they will, you'll be able to recognize if it's them or not, because there'll be so many similar things that they do in the way that they post and what they do and who they're going after. It's going to be somebody you know that you can, you've delved a friendship with, etc. I mean, she went as far as, you know, there was a guy who was interested in me back 7 or 8 years ago. That she totally trashed that. She totally trashed that. And I was just like, okay, I've got to get her blocked. And so I found all the pages that I thought were hers and I blocked them. Now she may have been quiet on other pages so that I wouldn't figure out that that was a another persona that she created. But what I would do if you see that on social media is immediately block those pages. If you even have an inkling that it is the person who is obsessed with you, who is stalking you, you immediately block them. Don't say anything. Don't let them know you blocked them. Just block them and move on. I have grown very adept with that block button on Facebook. If anyone even is nasty to me in comments, I just block them. I just block, like, if I comment on another page and somebody comes behind me with a nasty comment, I don't even say anything, I just block them. Because there are a billion people on the face of this planet, I don't need negative people on Facebook. You know, I get enough negativity in real life, I don't need to be dealing with that on a social media channel. So, yeah, I mean, what I've done is just gotten to that point. The sharpest knife cuts the quickest. I don't even wait anymore. You know, the only time that I have any empathy for someone is if it's somebody that is in my real life, not a social media case. It's in my real life and I have a friendship with them already that I want to maintain, and then I might take a little more time before I cut them off. But if they show me that they are not going to stop, that they're going to continue being this crazy obsessive person, then I will cut them off. Because what I've learned is it can be a catastrophe. It can go way too far and it can ruin your life. Like, they'll show up at your work, they'll show up at family functions that they find out you're at because they've somehow been able to figure it out off your social media, or they've looked at a friend's social media. He was talking about going to your party, and then they show up at your party at your house. I mean, it's crazy. Like, that's why I tell people don't post anything online. You know, if you're gonna have, until it's over, like if you're gonna have a party, wait a week before you post anything about that party. Once it's over, done, nada. A week later, you post the pictures. And nobody has to know that you had the party the week before, you know? So, yeah. You know, or don't, you know, when you schedule things to go to, like social events or concerts or anything, don't put on there that you're going to that concert. Don't do that on social media. You know how they have you for different events, they'll say you're going or you're thinking about going or you're not going. Don't ever say yes you're going to anything ahead of time. You know, wait a week later after that event is over with, then you can post about it. Like, I don't understand people who are like at a concert or at Coachella or whatever, and they're posting live about it. Well, now all the crazy people on your page that are following you, now they know where you're at. Now they know where you're at. And that's when you're crossing the line. You have to keep your private life private as much as you possibly can. You know? Don't post about something until after it's over. People don't need to know what you're doing right in the moment. If there is someone on your page that you want to know, if you do like somebody on your page, or you do like somebody that follows you, you're interested in them, tell them. Tell them, and then you can talk to them and you can bring them into your life. Don't be afraid to tell somebody that you care about them. Just let them know. You know, you never tomorrow, you don't know if tomorrow you're going to be here. You don't know if tomorrow will come. So just tell people if you're interested in them. And then you don't have to be posting stuff on social media, hoping that they'll see what you're doing and etc. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I've seen people do that. I've seen people post stuff and they're like, well, I want. And then I'm like, why are you doing this? Well, I want him to know where I'm at. Maybe he'll show up. Da-da. Yeah, he'll show up. And all the other crazy nuts that are on your page are going to show up as well. So you have to be really careful about how you conduct your life in this internet, social media world. I think that's why obsession and stalking and those sort of things are getting out of hand. I would even go as far as saying that's why I think mass shootings are getting out of hand, because people want to, they're thinking about committing suicide, and so they have a mass shooting so their name will go down in history. And then that's why they're posting, you know, while they're doing the mass shooting, they've got themselves on Facebook Live, because they're hoping that once they die, they are going to go down in history or their names can be famous. I mean, it's a negative thing, but they're hoping that that's going to happen. Because, you know, if somebody wants to kill themselves, they pretty much don't have anything else to think about, right? They've already made up their mind to that. And really, they should be calling 988 and calling the suicide hotline and getting help. But I think that a lot of the things that are happening nowadays are happening more often because of social media. And because it's not being regulated like it should be. And so a lot of these crazy people who should be kicked off of social media and maybe even kicked off the internet altogether are not being kicked off the internet, right? Because whatever is going on with them, social media fuels that and makes it worse. So the same thing with these obsessive kind of people. If the fire is getting fed, it's just going to get bigger. So if someone's obsession is getting fed, it's just going to get bigger. So you have to cut off that communication with someone who's obsessed with you so you can put out the fire. Is that more understandable? Slowly the fire will die day by day as they're not getting fed information about you to obsess about. I don't know. What do you guys think? Let me know. Hopefully, no one's dealing with this problem or ever has to, but unfortunately, I don't think that's the case. But hopefully, this helps people. Sharpest knife cuts the quickest. Boundaries. Read all the boundaries books, and that will help you in understanding what you need to do. Those are some of the best books I've ever read. Townsend and Cloud are the authors. They're on social media. And they talk about boundaries in all relationships, from your children's the boundaries you should have with your children, boundaries you should have with your spouse, with your friends, and just with people in general, co-workers, friends, people that you meet, acquaintances. It teaches you really good boundaries. Buy all those books. They're really good. And it'll help you with people like this as well, to deal with them. I highly recommend them. Townsend and Cloud. Boundaries books. They're Christian, but they're also very, you know, realistic. Let me know what you guys think. Let me know what kind of experiences you've had. Until next time.